Welcome once again to The Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. This is our final day. We're talking about the prophets. We spoke the last couple of days about the Old Testament prophets primarily. And, you know, we talked just briefly, I'll just rehash that. We talked about their humbleness, their sincerity. They spoke the true word of God. Everything they spoke was real. It came true because it was from God. Today we're going to cover some attributes of the today's prophets, claim to be prophets, which I think are false prophets. And in the New Testament, in 2 Peter 2, it talks about the rise of the false prophets. And let me read just a little bit about what it says there. It says, "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of the truth will be maligned. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep." And, you know, and then he goes on down into verse 15. It says, "Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray." Now, what he's talking about is how these people, they knew the word. They knew the word of God. Let me finish reading that 15. Verse chapter 2, 2 Peter 2, 15 starts out saying, "Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he received a rebuke for his own transgressions, for a mute donkey speaking with the voice of a man restrained the madness of the prophet." He says that these, in 17, he goes on to say, "These are springs without water. They are a mist driven by a storm for whom the black darkness has been reserved." That's pretty bold. They're springs without water, mist driven by a storm for whom the black darkness has been reserved. "For speaking out arrogant words of vanity, they entice by fleshly desires, by sensuality, those who barely escape from the ones who live in error, promising them freedom." You hear that? Promising them freedom. Well, you've heard that in a lot of these new prophets today, haven't you? You can be free. Be free. Your freedom is only a word away, things of that nature. It says, verse 19 says, "Promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved." Now listen what he's going to say here. For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now listen to what that said. After they have escaped the worldly defilements. And how did they escape the worldly draws and snares? They did it by the knowledge of the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See what they're saying? These people were people who were saved. They believed in Jesus Christ as their Savior. It says right there. "For if after they have escaped the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first." You see that? You listening to that? These were saved people. He's talking about some of these false teachers and prophets. They were just like today. We've got false preachers and false prophets and false teachers out there who started out accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior and truly meant it. They truly, truly were following Christ when they started out. But then they got greedy. Their love for money overcame them. And what does it say about that? Where is it here? Oh, da, 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 da. Oh, gosh. There it is. I'm so sorry. Promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved. Now, you listen to what that says? See, that a lot of these new day, today's prophets, they start out good. Some of them start out good. Some of them are honorable, God-fearing men who trust and love Jesus Christ, who accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. But they start doing good. And because of their sincerity, because of their belief in the Lord, they were convicted. They preached with conviction. They preached with reverence to God. And people could see that. People could see that these men love God with all their heart. And they preached it. And the people that heard it. And the people were convicted because of the word by the Holy Ghost. And these guys were right on cue, man, doing the Lord's work. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. But as they got bigger, because they were doing the Lord's work and people were accepting it, well, they started getting a following. And the next thing you know, they start getting more money. And the next thing you know, their money's become more important to them than their first love. Money took over. And that's what it's saying here. It says they are entangled again in the worldly things and they are overcome. And the last state, which is what they're in now, overcome into the worldly flesh again, has become worse for them than the first. So in other words, it's going to be terrible for them. But listen to what he says in verse 21. For it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. Are you hearing what he's saying there? It would be better for them if they had never known and given their heart to Jesus Christ. It would be better for them if they had never done that to start with. It says, for it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn away from the holy commandment handed on to them. Isn't that amazing? What do you see, people? Do you see what I'm talking about? And that's what these false prophets and preachers of today are doing to people. They've turned away from God and now are following the money trail, as people like to call it. They want the money. It's all numbers now. Used to be they could preach to five people, and if the conviction was there, that was a wonderful meeting. Now it's more people, because the more people, the more donations. Isn't that sickening? Just make you want to get sick. It makes me sick. If you people out there listening to this aren't getting a feeling down in your stomach about how sickening this truly is to use God in this way, something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. I hope that you're sitting there at your radio or on the internet hearing this and going, that's right. That's right, preacher. That's exactly right. I've been bothered by this for so long, it makes me sick. Because it should make you sick. These guys that's running around today and these women running around today calling themselves prophets are nothing but false prophets, false people. They're not even following God anymore. They're using scripture. Sure, they're using scripture. Of course they're using scripture. But they're doing it for their own benefit, not for the benefit of the Lord God. People don't seem to see the difference. These false prophets are terrible. And what's it say in verse 22? The last verse of the second chapter of Peter says, it has happened to them according to the true proverb. So see, it was a proverb back in the Old Testament that said this, that this is what would happen to some of these people. And the proverb is, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow, after washing, returns to wallowing in the mire. You see, see the contrast there? A pig, well, you could wash a pig off with a garden hose, and it'll just love every second of it. But as soon as you're done, it'll go right back over and lay in the old sloppy waste mud. And the muddier it is, the nastier it stinks, the better they seem to like it. And that's the contrast here we're seeing with these false prophets. These false prophets today have no idea what they're doing. They're so blinded by their own selfish wants, wishes, desires, their own lust to become bigger and better, to become richer, to become more famous, become the head of the biggest church in town or in the country, that they don't even realize they've lost their way. For all you believers in the once saved, always saved, I tell you to read the second chapter of 2 Peter and see what it says. It says right there, for if after they have escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. It would have been better for them if they never heard about the gospel to start with. Praise God, hallelujah. Listen to the scripture, people. Quit listening to these false prophets. They're out there by the droves. They're leading you down the wrong track. They're leading you down the wrong path. They have secret, and just like it said in verse 1 of 2 Peter, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies. They'll take, hear what it, see what it says. Listen to me. This is important. They will use scripture, but they will secretly introduce destructive heresies in with it, so you don't even hardly realize it's there. That's where the fallacy is. That's where the destruction starts. You hear these preachers and you read your Bible and you hear them speak actual scripture right out of the Bible, and you know it's there, you read it, and you go, these guys are true men of God. And so you listen to anything and everything they got to say. You don't use discernment. You don't use, you're not a good Berean by taking the words that they're speaking and judging them with the word of God itself as the judge. There's your scale of justice, people, is the word of God. A true prophet of God will speak the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help him, God. And God will help him. A false prophet will preach anything that he thinks you want to hear, so you will follow him and not follow the true Lord God, even though he'll proclaim to be following him also. But he's not following God, he's following himself. I hope that moment of silence made you stop and think. Are you following someone who's a false prophet? Are you following someone who you've had little doubts, little things that's bothered you, but you couldn't put your finger on it before, things that just don't seem, certain things don't seem right, but yet certain things are? If you got doubt in your mind, I guarantee you something's wrong. I guarantee you something's wrong. That's the Holy Ghost urging you to look at the Word, to study the Word. If you're in a church and following a man who preaches that way, get out of there as fast as you can get out of there. I'm telling you, run away. Find a true word. I love you. We're out of time. God bless you. Follow the true prophet of God. Amen. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.